Hey, it's Big D and Bubba. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is keeping you in on the action. New customers can bet $5 and get $200 instantly in bonus bets.
Plus, all customers can take advantage of two new offers every game day this September.
Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and sign up with code Bubba. That's code Bubba, B-U-B-B-A, only on DraftKings Sportsbook.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY to 467-369. Connecticut, help is available. For problem gambling, call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, licensee partner Golden Nugget, Lake Charles, Louisiana. 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. See sportsbook.draftkings.com/football terms for eligibility terms and responsible gaming resources. Bonus bets expire 7 days after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply.
All right, after the closing jingle of this week's podcast, if you're a big fan of Yellowstone, you're going to love hearing from Casey Dutton. The actor Luke Grimes, who plays Casey on the show, has been in a bunch of other stuff as well. We'll talk about his new music. Again, that's right after the closing jingle of the podcast.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba. They have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind. So they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast.
Oh, I have a new gold for y'all.
Happy for y'all.
Yeah.
Happy for y'all. Happy for y'all.
It's so great.
Tomorrow, first day of fall, and this morning we threw TVs off of the third floor to celebrate, and that's what came out of it.
Yeah, at the very end, I go,
"Happy for you!"
I don't know how that voice came out of that voice.
I'm not sure either.
Happy for you!
Talent. It's talent.
Like, there's all the nuances. Like, Big D even says, it's not even the "Happy for you!" It's, you could have gone, "Happy for you!"
No.
But instead, you went down. It was very fall-like. At the very end, you're like, yo.
You know,
happy fall, yo.
The cadence is actually an impersonation of somebody I used to work with back in the day who would say, you know, all for the hall, y'all, and fall, y'all. It was actually impersonating him just with a different tone.
Oh, that's funny. I think we all have that. We have someone in our lives that we've been around that we do little things to. Bubba has a that's a great story.
Now, there's a radio guy. Dude, you'd be talking to him like this.
Yeah.
And we're talking. We're having a good. Actually, he had a voice kind of like yours. Very good tone.
Smooth, yeah.
And he would go, okay, hold on, man. Hold on. One second. I gotta do a break. Do this little dance. And he'd go.
Probably want a cracker.
But Bubba and I would look.
Dude, he sounded like a parrot.
It was weird.
Oh.
And then he would turn the mic off and he'd go. Okay, guys, I'm back.
Yeah, I
it's
don't
like,
know.
What are you doing, man?
I don't know. It's like
I mean,
best
I could
attribute and you killed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know another guy that I worked with that when he'd be off the air, perfectly good, natural voice. As soon as that mic turned on, I don't know if it was a nervous condition or what it was, but he'd kind of start talking like. I'm like, what happened to that guy?
Just a little heard. John Wayne-y.
Yeah, it was just weird.
John Wayne.
I find that most jocks are funny off the air, and then they get on the air, and they're not.
That's right. I think that's true.
Because I don't know if it's.
Well, because they're trained to not be funny. That's the bad thing is that in radio, just to give a little behind the scenes, a little inside baseball, you're given these little books or sheets or whatever you want to call them. They're called liners. And basically, it's stuff that is written out to tell the promotions of the radio station. And some program directors, bosses, managers, they are sticklers to you reading the script. Do the script, only the script. Maybe, you know, you can say the name of the song. But only that, and that's it. And so a lot of people have had the entertainment and the funny beat out of them over their career.
Yeah.
And I think it's that they're not taught to be funny. It's that they're not taught to be themselves.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Agreed. 100%.
And that's it. And listen, there's a lot of our industry has changed a lot, as everyone else's has. But back in the day, there used to be called boss jocks, and there were these guys that would They would, some of them had a rhyme thing.
Can I tell you what I did? This week on the Weekend Wake Up, which is our weekend show, once an hour, I did a rhyming break.
You did?
Did you? Yep. Yes, did I did a rhyming break. I'm like, you know, I haven't done that in 20-something years. I'm like, I'm going to have fun with it because I had some space to fill.
Who's the guy?
Broadway Bill Lee. George McFly was a great rhymer. I mean, there's some great...
Yeah, but there's like eight George McFlys when you look
them
up.
The George McFly that was at B96 Chicago, he was at X100 and all that in San Francisco.
Right, the problem is that there's eight Marty McFlys, there's four George McFlys. Yeah. How many Eddie Haskells can we have? So when you go to Google them, you have to like find which one you want.
Well, if you did George McFly rhyming, you could probably find him. Yeah, he was a great rhymer. But again, Broadway Bill Lee, probably the greatest of all time.
See, I noticed you did that because I went back and just double-checked everything. And I went, oh, look at Bubba pulling out the jock breaks.
I was bored. And, you know, so we'll put all that together. Schaefer will assemble it. And then I'll come in and kind of, you know, squeeze everything together to make it exactly the way we want it. And so sometimes we have a little extra time in the hour. And I'm like, I'm going to do some rhyme breaks. I haven't done this in decades.
It was old school and it was fun. Yes,
I don't think
that.
They're very good, but I was like, let it fly. Oh, who are you finding?
Billy.
Billy.
WCBS-FM and WCBS-FM HD1 New York.
My favorite songs all day.
It's all I listen to.
Just plug your phone in.
Always live.
Yeah, you have... Okay.
You have the technology.
All right, let's...
Turn my phone up.
CBS-FM, Broadway Bill wearing a bathing suit looking all leopardy. And by the way, what's wrong with the contestants on Jeopardy? You know, 9 out of 10 people who apply for game shows are rejected? That's got to be a blow to your self-esteem when you can't even be seen on The Price is Right.
Like, he was just so good at making these rhyming.
I thought that was good. Well, because I've watched some of his stuff online. I thought he was going to rhyme more.
Yeah, he did.
Well, sometimes he didn't have a whole lot of time. He only had 8 seconds.
Yeah. Right, but... Okay, I've watched him, and that guy does it like nobody I've ever seen.
It's kind of that kind of deal. It's not my thing or our thing.
It's
really.
So clever. It's really difficult to do.
You know, they're doing it, and they're doing it live.
Yeah.
Like really,
he loves punching those buttons and seeing it. Like, it absolutely, like, it triggers something in his brain. You can see it when he posts videos.
Yeah, so look him up. He's really good stuff. He's got really good stuff. Yeah, some of these old boss jocks, back in the day, they would just... Boom, 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 it's all live. They're doing it right off the top of their head. And once they start that song, they can't stop it. And so they got to figure out what they're going to say and make it all make sense, sound cool.
It's really remarkable.
It was the golden era of the radio star. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, the way that we view TikTokers and Instagrammers and all these influencers, radio boss jocks back in the day were those people. That was the superstars in your life. So much so that they even made that, what was that movie, the pirate radio one with Christian
radio.
Slater?
Oh.
Oh, Philip Seymour Hoffman, wasn't he in that?
No,
too?
That was pirate radio. He's talking about...
The Christian Slater one where he was...
Pump Up the Volume.
Pump Up the Volume or something like that. Yeah, where he basically, he was... In high school.
Yeah.
And he went and started this.
Rise up in the cafeteria and stab them with your plastic fork.
Yeah, they did this whole thing where he incited riots in these things by just using the power of influence.
And he was just a big dork in his basement, like the rest of us.
Like the rest of us.
Like every day we're here.
A friend of mine called me the other day and he goes, hey, how come there's never been like a female jock named Lorraine McFly? Because if they rip everything off from Back to the Future, and I'm like, it's a good question. I go, they make girls take fake names, but it's never usually a character.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know.
I'll tell you, this would be good. You may not be. Mm. None of y'all were around Nashville at that time. She used to be on 103 on KDF when it was rock. I can't remember.
The only one I remember is Shannon
Mary?
Was on there.
Shannon.
Yeah.
Oh, she's so good. Did you ever get a chance to work with her?
Mm-hmm.
She's so good. On the air?
Yeah.
She's so good. Better than Carson, but
I remember when I was a little baby DJ. So
just going to put this in my phone. moon so 3 months from now. Hey, guys. Hey. So I got an offer. No, it wasn't to do an audiobook. It was
when I was a baby DJ, I grew up in the suburbs of New Orleans, just south in a town called Houma. And the rumor was, so where I grew up, you could listen to all the New Orleans radio and all the Baton Rouge radio. Mm. So you got to, you know, have all the influences of the big city. And I was told that everybody on 102, which was the top 40 station in Baton Rouge, was all the females on the station were LSU cheerleaders. That's what they all said. Oh yeah, they're all cheerleaders and
smart
and golden
so
girls.
Smart.
And so they had this mystery of them being it. So one day I got a job there and I showed up and I'm like, I'm going in.
Yeah.
And everybody's going to be golden girls and cheerleaders. This is going to be like the world's greatest job ever. I walked in and no one was a cheerleader nor a golden girl. That maybe they were the age of the golden girls, but it was not the mystery that.
I don't want to blow up anyone's spot, but this was probably like early aughts. There was a very big radio station that had a girl. It was a rock station. She just had that voice. Like, I have a lowish voice. No, she had that. She opened her mouth and guys would just drool. And so she did a TV show where she would play like whatever rock videos for you. But she was always in shadow, right? So you couldn't really see her. And it's because it wasn't the same girl. They CC Music Factory'd her. So because the actual jock who had this amazing voice was not what they thought their audience would like to look at.
She was ugly?
She was.
So I love how you girled that.
She was a larger.
She can't say she was ugly.
She was a larger girl.
She has to say it was something.
So they basically hired a model to be in silhouette. And
they just Milli Vanilli'd the whole thing.
They did. They piped her voice over it.
That's what they do to us.
Yeah.
Now, that's also a terrible thing, too, because think if you're the model. Now you're not good enough to do the talking stuff. And, you know, that's kind of like the big thing. You go from model to spokesmodel to actress and so on and so forth. But that's you just saying, yeah, you're only good enough to be in silhouette.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
And if you're the girl who has this amazing voice, we're like, boy, do you have a voice for radio.
Yeah.
That's your face. But radio too. Yeah, that's about it.
I love it when stations will hire the face.
Mm-hmm.
They go face and they get it backwards.
Or they hire influencers. This person has a bunch of TikTok followers and Instagram followers. It's going to influence our station.
No, it doesn't,
because you hire these
so many
people
times.
Who don't have a following locally. And they're just, it's mistake after mistake after mistake.
Please tell Schaefer your story of you guys getting that kid hired away.
Oh my gosh, I forgot his name. We didn't get him hired away. We got him hired on.
Oh, I can't remember the whole story. What was he?
Okay, so there was this guy. He was a club DJ, and he wanted to get on the radio, and he just wasn't good.
Was this in Louisiana?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was in New Orleans, and it was at the top 40 station. And I can't give too many other names because I don't want
to. Yeah, feel bad. It's hard to
see. So anyway. This guy was like, you know, I really want to get in. They're hiring a night person.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided to put him together to make an air check. So we got him into a studio. A buddy of ours had a home studio. And we literally scripted out, produced fake phone calls, everything.
Yeah. Yep.
And we made it sound like this guy was $1 million. And it was like, I wish I still had the tape. I don't. I know who does, but I don't know if he'll ever let that out in the wild. But anyway, so we get this guy hired, and it's like a really good job. I mean, it's a really great job. New Orleans back then in the, you know,
CHR 90s.
CHR at night.
Yeah.
That was the thing. So this guy gets in there, very first day, walks into the studio. We had to coach him ahead of time of, turn the mic on, turn the mic off, you know, whatever. So he had a guy in there to help him run the board. And so he gets in and he goes, song's ending, turns the mic on, song fades completely out. It's like dead air for a second. And he's like, up. And then he starts grabbing the scripts, you know, the little liner things, and starts reading them. But he stumbles through the whole thing, hits the next song, and fires, I think, two or three songs at once. It was terrible. So we were sitting at my buddy's townhouse.
Drunk.
He had a rooftop deck, and we just sat there listening all night long to this horrific nightmare of a train wreck, and it was so fun. The guy got fired, sadly.
Of course he did.
Midway through the shift, they replaced him.
Did they?
Midway through the shift.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
It was a 4-hour shift. It was 6 to 10. He did not make it past 8 p.m.
And
they had a weekender actually. And the funny thing is, the weekender became the new night job.
Fly in him.
It was so bad,
man. To the end of the shift.
It was amazing.
I'll tell you what, man. You can't believe people based off those tapes. This is another excuse
to also lie. If people wonder why we did it, it was a revenge thing. It happens sometimes in all business. And
don't forget.
Yeah, never forget. We're not only shaped like elephants, but we have the memory.
That's one of my favorite stories. That and when you had the guy on the air and you kept messing with his headphones. That was good.
This is illegal.
Okay. So the headphone.
Story time with Uncle Bubba.
Yeah, the headphone amp for one of the studios was in the
engineering room, wasn't it?
Yes. So they have a rack in the engineering room with all the stuff. You have all these Optimods and all these Aphex compellers and all these things. And so the headphone control was in there, and it was feeding off of a regular radio, a digital radio with presets and everything. So the guy in the studio is listening on the air, and he starts talking the song, and blah, 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 blah. So then we are in the other room, and you flip the radio station to, something else. And he hears something completely different than what's going out on the air.
Yep.
So he's like, blah, blah, blah. He starts doing all these.
That's what you hear. Can you imagine driving around here with this guy? It's a madman.
Sounding like a seal.
It sounds like he's having a seizure on the air. I mean, it's like he's like, hello!
Oh.
He's pressing buttons and firing songs.
That's a great
sounds
prank.
Like madness.
He can't tell.
That's a great prank.
There's all this stuff going on. He's like, give me anyone here. Then it gets the best. And then we flipped it back. Okay, sorry about that. He's pulling all this stuff down, and he gets his seat, because it was back when we had CDs, gets them all set up again, and blah, blah, blah. Okay, well, technical difficulties, we'll be right back. So he comes out, and he walks around. We're hiding in the production room, so he doesn't know we're even in the building. So he goes back in a couple songs later. He goes to do his thing, and he's like, blah, 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 boop. We change it on him again. What the beep? This is illegal.
I would listen to that guy.
Banging around. And he's like, this is, stop it. Oh. He's yelling, thinking that there's somebody taking over the radio station.
That's great.
And so we hurry up and flip it back. The same guy, one day we show up at the radio station, and he's got his car in the parking garage, but he left his keys in his car. So what do we do? Drive his car, park it around the corner, you know, and he can't see it. He doesn't know where it is, but it's safe. The end of his shift, made sure that I was there for the end of his shift. And he's he walks out of the building, and he's like, my car! Where's my car? So he goes running all over out into the street, and we're just laughing. Poor guy. I miss those days. Old radio was so much fun because it was before HR got involved. It was before all these rules makers got in and, you know, put their fingers in it.
Yeah.
It was pandemonium. Everything you see, if you ever watched that Howard Stern movie, the one
where Private Parts.
All that stuff, that was the way it was everywhere. It was crazy world.
It's part of the reason I got into the business, because I thought that's what it would be. And that's not what happened.
It is in... No, it's really not. It's not.
It's not.
It used to be really crazy, though. Oh, my gosh. And meeting the girls. That was... Yeah. Was that a thing for lady jocks, girl jocks meeting guys?
No, because you know what they would do? They would show up. Here I am doing nights by myself on a rock station and over by the airport. Yep. Not a great area. And I'm in a building that the stairs are outside. Oh. And it's a glass door.
Not a
secure
building.
So not only can you break the glass, you can also see me through the glass door into the studio.
And you can't see out.
No, I can see out. But the point is that there's no blinds. So if you show up to the door, you can see me and I can see you. So this is fun, right? And so I had people show up one night and they're like, we just want to come in and say hey. And I'm like, that's okay. I'm like, sorry, I can't let you in. I come down. My car's been vandalized. Cool.
What?
Yeah. And then there was
same people.
Right. I don't think separate people showed up that night to do it, but
Bob's got an investigation going.
So then there was one night some guy showed up and he calls me. He's like, hey, I'm downstairs in the parking lot. And I'm like, oh, okay. So now I'm like hiding behind in my little console. Third time I had a band come in. And the problem is we're live. So people are like, that band, we know where they're at. So they show up at the glass door.
Oh, and it was like a big band at
the time? Oh, yeah. They're like, we want to come in. And so the band, and they're like, oh, we just want to go out and
smoke. And you thought that was cool, though, that they showed up, right?
No!
Oh, really?
No, you stalkers, go home!
No, I'm talking about the band.
Oh, the band. Yeah, super stoked to have them there. But I was like, but you know how embarrassing it is to be like, hi, we don't have security. How are you? Thanks for coming to this rinky-dink operation. Yeah. And so people are knocking on the door. We want in. Okay, and the guys are cool. They're like, we're going to go out and smoke anyway. We'll go say hi to them. We want backstage passes. Because they were playing a show 3 days later. And they're like, well, you just met us. What do you need backstage for?
Good point.
Right? And they're like, blah, 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 blah. And I'm just like, hey, we got to go. I got to get them back on the air. Like, it was just, it was, for me, it was awful. It was awful. Had it been secure like my first radio station, you had to go three different sets of doors to even get near my studio. And we were in a corporate park in a suburb. It was amazing for a little paranoid thing from Connecticut like me. This place, I was like, I'm going to die here. I'm going to straight up die. And they were like, oh, we'll have the overnight guy walk you out. I'm like, he's smaller than me. Like, what's he going to do? I'm going to throw him at whoever is waiting down there. But
I like all the old radio, like, you know, with the glass. Like, that's not a thing anymore. You don't have – it's very rare when you find the glass window where the people can drive by and look in.
I did that because two jobs ago, our radio station's inside a hotel. Yeah. So we had a fishbowl studio. We'd see people staring at us all the time.
And you liked it or no?
Hated it.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Hated it.
We had that, and I liked it. I thought it was cool because it felt like, again, it was also a different time. This was 20 years ago, 20-plus years ago, and it was cool. It was very rock star.
Nope. I had guys show up at the glass door with a sign threatening me one day.
Threatening?
Yep. And then when I had the audacity to ask about security... because I get it. Like, the guy that ran the place, I'm sure he saw nothing but dollar signs when I started saying, hey, you're just leaving me here to flounder. And this is literally what happened to me today. And do we have cameras? What's going on with... Oh, he didn't like that. I was mouthy. I was paranoid and mouthy. And I'm like, no, but that guy just literally showed up.
So, and that was before you had cameras on your phone, so you couldn't take a picture of the dude at the window.
No, actually, we had cameras on our phone, but even that was okay. So he didn't care that I had proof. There were there was actually other people there that vouched for it. They were like, no, this dude showed up. We talked about it on the air. I was like, so there's some random guy here. And yeah, but it was because I swear to God, all this guy could see was dollar signs when I started asking those questions about security.
Oh, how much money is going to cost?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So yeah, I didn't last too much longer.
Yeah,
put a homeless guy on the air one time. I brought him inside.
Oh my gosh!
Oh, we did that. You and I did it too.
Yeah, you came from my idea when I did it originally before I met you.
Oh, I know. I was just saying we did that too. Is what I was saying.
I know. I just said. yeah, that was good. I used to go out. Plug in the microphone cord, like the big long one, mm-hmm. and I would go out and do traffic reports in Cookeville. On Willow Avenue, Saturday morning at 7 a.m. There's nobody. One there. I'm just there. My boss would go, hey, he'd call me Big Chief. Hey, Big Chief, let's not do that. Because I was like, I want to do traffic that they do in Nashville radio. That's what I
listen
to.
Like the big city.
The real radio. Yeah, I listen to Y107, and they did traffic. They had a helicopter. At least I think they did. I don't know if they had a helicopter or they just had a sound effect.
We had a sound effect.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure, But man, it was really believable.
So I worked at a station that had a sound effect, but also had a helicopter. But on the days the helicopter wasn't flying, we would use the sound effect.
Do you know what's crazy? Is WNBC.
No.
WNBC had someone that would call to the helicopter and feed the traffic reporter the traffic news. And then that's what they... So why was that person a helicopter? But they were legit other than optics to say that.
Say what now? Say it again.
So you... Let's say I'm the traffic reporter for WNBC in New York. I would have to have somebody on the ground call me and give me the traffic report so then I could be on the air and be like... You know, oh, hey, I see it's bumper to bumper on the GWB and blah, blah, blah. But I wasn't reporting it actually by viewing it from the sky. It was just fed to me by somebody in the office. It was just for optics to be like, hey, we're sky high and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, so they would just, they were in the helicopter.
They were in the helicopter.
Getting it from the ground.
But it was coming from the ground instead of, you know, using a helicopter sound effect.
Well, that's kind of how it works now because all the traffic centers are very centralized.
Yes.
So most of your traffic reports, whether you're watching TV or radio or whatever, comes from the same place. And it's just fed out to the different
They get
sources.
It all from the DOT cameras. You can get onto the internet where the average person can just get the exact same report.
Yeah, but they would have to actually do the work.
I've heard
difference.
People on the news reference Waze and say, oh, yeah. Yeah, they're like, oh, yeah. Like, there's being something reported on Waze that's not showing on our maps yet, but people on Waze are saying this street.
Oh, at least they're... because that's a thing. It's a real
thing. They're crediting it.
Yeah. And you know what I don't like about Waze? Whenever you put a little pinpoint like, oh, there's a cop right here, they move. Like, the cops are using it too. And they'll see that they get pinged and they're like, well, let me move.
I pulled over one time to check an email. I'm on the side of the interstate for like, I don't know, 3-4 minutes tops. And then I put my phone back on, hit Waze, and there's a cop right where I am.
You're the cop. People reported thinking you were the cop.
So I hit, is it still there? And I went, yep.
Oh, that's amazing.
I'm still here.
But your vehicle does look like a cop car.
It is a cop car.
Yes.
Have you ever been in it?
No.
It's all, like, you can puke in it. And there's holes in the back where it drains out. They're, like, if I hit a puddle... And water goes up inside my car. There's two drain holes.
That was
two
drain holes. Last week.
It's in the back where they keep prisoners or whatever people they're handcuffed.
So if they pee or
so
whatever.
They pee, and then they can spray
why.
It. Yeah. But there's no caps. I don't have. It's just open. You can see right through the ground. And I have holes all in the inside where they took
That's
out
so great.
Like emergency lights or equipment and radio, their laptop. I have a whole thing in this in between my seat. It's like a square platform that you build up the thing that, you know, they have in between them. Anyway, so they pull it all out and they just sell it.
Do you have bulletproof glass?
No, but they don't either.
Say that. Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
I just got the craziest thing. So Carson just pulled up her phone. She got an invitation.
A DM.
She got a DM. Somebody slid into her DMs and made her an offer right now, and she's about to leave us for her new career.
Yep. Buy and sell feet pics.
Do you have good feet?
No.
Well, there might be people. I
mean,
there's
the point.
Feet for
it doesn't
everyone.
Matter.
It might not
yeah.
matter.
Yeah. Oh, no, yeah. Maybe the worse is better.
Yeah. But even it's like really like we're going to delete that. But OK. Thanks, though.
That's your escape hatch right there. You're like, I'm out of this stupid business.
That's OK.
Feet pics. We had a friend who used to sell her socks.
Yep.
Yep.
That's the craziest thing. That was real.
Yeah, it's a real thing.
It is. People are weird, man. People are weird.
I'm before y'all.
I'm going to be picking up my cow. I have to leave.
Mm. I mean,
Yeah, at least it got me. There it is. Back.
All right. So, are you done? You're gonna go get your cow.
Quarter cow.
I'm going back to mom and dad's to help finish their walkway. And what are you doing this weekend?
High school football tonight, and then a ton of college football tomorrow.
We got college games tonight.
Yeah,
college.
I'm gonna be busy, but yeah.
Oh yeah, it's a big night tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah.
And what you got going?
Packing.
On? Oh yeah,
that's right. You're moving.
Big move for Carson. Mm-hmm. Do you need any more boxes? I know I forgot to bring some today. But no. I can bring some to you before I leave town. If
No. I think I'm okay.
Or I could bring some to you on Sunday.
No, you'll know for sure by then. No, don't worry about it.
I've got some boxes appreciate here, too, actually.
It's cool. No, I think I'm just about good.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Also, I've gotten to the point where I just look at, I go, why do I have so much stuff? Just get rid of it. So.
Carson is moving very near the studio, and I lived that life for a year, and it was awesome. It was so nice. I wish I could have bought the apartment I was living in for that time because of the convenience. It was 2.5 blocks away from the studio. Mm-hmm. It was amazing. I could wake up, pee, brush my teeth, get whatever, boom, out, and be here in 10 minutes.
And somehow you'd still be late. I'm trying to figure that out.
Well, because I knew I could sleep later. It was amazing.
Anyway.
Okay, happy fall, yo!
You'll have a great first day of fall tomorrow.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Carson, I'm not talking to you.
I've noticed that Carson hate is real on this podcast.
Really?
There's people better than me in the radio.
Oh, that's right. So, he's been dissing her a lot.
Yeah, I would say strike two. Yeah. Strike two, D.
Those feet pictures are looking better, aren't they?
All right, Luke Grimes.
She's not as good as you, by the way.
Luke Grimes, Casey Dutton of Yellowstone. If you're listening on an audio version of the podcast, that is coming up next. Also, I do want to ask and beg that you please share and spread the word about our podcast, both on YouTube and here, wherever you're listening to your podcast as well. Share it, that kind of stuff, because we need all the eyes and ears we can get, because we're a small business. You know, we're trying to support our families. And some of us have two house payments because we have alimony.
Okay. I didn't know if you wanted to go there.
Anyway, please do. Please share and help us out. Thank you so much. We love you.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. That's okay. You can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.
Happy fall, y'all.
Actor and singer Luke Grimes on the hotline. What's up, Luke? Good morning to you, brother.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you bet.
We need to get out. We need to stop everything right now and introduce him to Carson first.
Oh, stop.
Carson, this is Luke Grimes.
Don't do this to
Luke
her.
Grimes, this is Carson. No, hi. It's very important.
Hey. Yes.
Hi, Carson. How are you?
I'm just ducky. Thank you. I'm so thrilled that Bubba decided to stop down and do that.
Well, hey. No, I think it's...
Look, we don't know.
If it was J-Lo on the phone, you guys better pull it aside and go, hey, J-Lo, here's Bubba.
Oh, Luke, thanks so much for calling. Have a good one.
Hey, look, here's some music.
Hey, Luke, you want to tell her about how the time that you were in 50 Shades of Grey? How you want to tell her that Navy SEAL movie or... You know, that other show that we're not supposed to talk about.
Fortunately, I'm not allowed to talk about it.
Yeah.
Lucky for you. Yeah, you can't really talk much. You can't talk because of the strike. You can't talk about that. All the
exactly. Solidarity, man.
Solid. Keep it together.
We're,
yeah,
we're only doing music today.
Fight the power. you got this. If you don't know, Luke is a really good singer. And I like your style. Bobby, you're about to play some there. I think you had some.
I was just listening to Hold Me a while ago. Or Hold On.
It's got an EP coming out October 20th.
Maybe I should change my name and run so I don't have to hold on. Maybe you and I would make it. Ain't the kind of risk I'm taking. Maybe I should change my name.
I love it, man.
I think it'd be cool to hang out with you and just have you play guitar and
have fun.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm glad you like it.
So this album, this EP is coming out on the October 20th. Is all of the music kind of like this? Kind of a, I don't know, what do you call this? Kind of a Western-y kind of...
Like Americana?
Yeah,
kinda...
and I think so. It's all kind of in that same vein. That has to do with not only sort of my musical taste and all that, but also our producer, Dave Cobb. He had a vision for how the record should sound, and they're very good at kind of keeping that kind of line all the way through. So there is definitely something that kind of ties it all together, and it's just that kind of old-school Western bop, you know?
Yeah, for sure. It's got a kind of a Christofferson kind of. Is that what you like? Do you kind of listen? Did you grow up listening to that kind of stuff?
Oh man, I'll take the Christofferson thing all day long. That's one of my North Stars right there. I mean,
well, I didn't say you are him. I said you kind of remind me similar-ish of him.
And I'll take it as a compliment, man. He's a hero of mine. All those Highwaymen guys. You know, that's kind of what I grew up on, and. And yeah, there's just something so cool about you know, they could be so kind of masculine, but be so vulnerable in their lyrics and sort of really tell the truth. And that's always what I looked up to.
Yeah. And creative. I mean, the Highwayman song, I mean, there's a part in there, the guy goes to space. I mean, he's on a rocket. Yeah. I mean, that's pretty creative.
It got a little sci-fi there for a minute.
Oh, the 70s. Hey, Luke Grimes joining us. He has a new EP. It's coming out on October 20th. And if you don't know Luke by his name, you Google it. He's been in every Yellowstone.
I'll say Casey Dutton there. Casey but he Dutton. Can't say it. He can't even acknowledge it because strike.
Hey, two taps on the phone if you think this is going to end pretty soon. No, okay, honey. Press 14 if you think this is going to. No, okay. So, did you actually end up moving Montana? You shooting out there, and then you just moved there?
Yeah, my wife and I fell in love with it, and you know, it just got kind of strange being up there for months at a time, and then going back to Los Angeles, which is just a complete gear shift.
Mm-hmm.
And I got less and less good at it. At shifting those gears, man. And I didn't want to leave anymore. And like I said, my wife fell in love with it too. So we started looking for places and bought a piece of land and built a house and we love it up there. We've lived there full time for about 3 years now.
Oh, that's wow. Awesome.
So you have it, are you out doing like tractor and you're actually working some on the land some, or
we got a little land, you little know, okay. And I'm new to learning how to work the land. I grew up in a suburb in Ohio, and then lived in LA for a long time. And, you know, I've always hunted and fished and stuff like that, but never had my own chunk of land. So, yeah, a lot to learn, but it's been a good time.
Do you have a shirt that says, "I want California, you're Montana"? They love that. They if you wear that, it shows them that, okay, you're cool.
For sure. I'll get one, though. I'll get a few printed up.
So are you? Is it like in a small town in Montana?
Yeah, my town is about 700 people.
Wow.
So does everyone know that they know you as...
Hank Jr. has a house there, so...
Oh, yeah?
One of those 700 people are very cool.
Oh, sweet. You ever hang out with Bo Cephas?
I met him. I haven't hung out with him. He has a he has a little gun shop in town that I've been into, and he'll sit out front and smoke stogies. So I've seen him a few times.
Do us a favor, Luke. After we finish this interview, I want you to Google Big D and Bubba and Hank Williams Jr. and then watch that video.
Dude,
Luke comes in and he says, "Well, first off, it was his guy or whatever." He's like, "Hey, do you guys mind if Bo Cephas smokes a cigar in your studio?" And we're like,
"It's a no-smoking building."
We're like, "I don't care.
It's Bo Cephas."
Sure. Yes, it's Hank Williams Jr. Of course, he can come in naked if he wants. Yeah. He comes in there, and we get on the air, and he says, "Well," we're like, "Well, yeah, you can smoke a cigar." He goes, "Oh, icons don't ask. Icons tell. I'm going to smoke this cigar." And we're like, "Yes, you are." That was else had done that, we'd have been like, "Get out of here." But with him, we're like, "Yes, sir."
And then in the middle of the interview, he takes a phone call, he gets up and just walks away.
Leaves. Just walks away. Look, he just walks away.
Dude, that's how you need to take lessons, because that's how you need to be.
I don't know, man. I don't think I'll ever earn that status.
No,
I
don't think so.
Above my pay grade, man.
Yeah, you got to have a lot of life lessons for that, man. This is a guy who ran with
Elvis and Ray Charles and everybody.
He
was
telling
stories about how they would just come over to his house to visit with his mom.
After his dad
passed away. Like all these icons.
Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they'd just sit around and play music together.
Yeah, Christopherson.
That's nuts.
Oh, man. Can you imagine? One of those rooms.
It's a life, man.
Next time you see him out there in front of his shop, go up to him and go, "Hey, man, tell me a story." He would. He knows who you are, right?
I have no clue if he knows who I am. I don't know if he knows, you know, about any of that which we do not speak of.
Yeah.
Bring him a cigar.
Yellowstone. I bet he does. I mean, I'm sure he does. But now, let me tell you, though, he may be one of those guys that's like, "I hate that. I hate you, and I hate that show." I mean, you don't know what kind of hate you're going to get.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's a lot of people I've found in Montana who don't like the attention. They don't like the attention being brought to the state. Some people are grateful, and then some people really, it bums them out.
Yeah.
Well, you know what Bo Cephas likes? If you walk up to him and go, "I think you're my dad."
Yeah, he doesn't
he
know.
Loves that.
He'll be like, "Yeah, you probably are." Luke, I'm so sorry, man. Congrats on your EP that's coming out.
The music is really good. Hold on is good, man. I was listening to it, and I love it.
No Horse to Ride. Yeah, good stuff, man.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Pain Pills or Pews. It's going to be out October 20th. Luke Grimes, check it out. And here's a little bit. If I didn't have you. Oh, yeah, man.
Be a drunk without a drink.
Luke, all the best, man. Thank you, brother.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
See you, man.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Happy Folio!